En el Padre, en el Son y en el Espíritu Santo. Que esté así. Take a seat, please. Yes. So, dear friends, it's very important feast today. I want to speak about St. Ignatius, but also about how to be a soldier, which was the calling of St. Ignatius, but also to speak what was the reason why the Jesuits fall so low. What was the beginning or the reason they start declining and going lukewarm and after being very, very bad, especially after Vatican II. So first we have to say that St. Ignatius was a soldier, yes. During war, he was a furious, a very great soldier, but during the war he lost a leg. Well, he was struck by the leg, on the leg. He didn't lose it, but it was a hard battling on the leg. So he had a few months in recovery. So he was given some sense, lesson defense, see, to study, to read. And he realized that the real battle is at the spiritual level, against devils, against the world, and against oneself, to conquest souls for the kingdom of God. So he realized by reading the saints. So he switched between being a great soldier in an army by being now, from now on, a general of an army, a spiritual army, through penance and fasting, but especially doctrine and the divine office and the union with God, prayer. Yes. So we know very well that Jesuits came to America and Asia, were very successful. They were, like any army, aiming to convert the kings, the elite. And from then, the whole towns and cities and countries were converted. So it's why they were very, very, very well prepared. They had 12, 14 years of training. We know also that they, before coming to America, they had to learn 30 languages as a requirement to come here to this land to preach. So the gospel and the epistle of today is full of reference that fight is the normal environment of a Catholic. Even the prayers of the gradual says, blessed the man who is in temptation. Yes, because he will have a huge reward in heaven. So the gospel, the liturgy calls blessed those who are tempted. Those who are in fight against the devil, against evil. This is precisely what is lost. People who are not fighters. People like an easy life and to have a human consolation, human easiness. But in fact, in this moment, more than ever, we must be fighters. This is why you read the epistle, tells that persecution is the daily bread of Catholics. Persecution means you are not resting, you are not in an easy position, you are not beloved, you are not respected. On the contrary, you are being pushed away, you are being threatened, and they don't love you, and they want to get rid of you. And they challenge you, so you have to defend our Lord and your family and the faith and your country. It's all the opposite. In fact, the thermometer to see if we are doing well is how much fighters we are, especially fighters against oneself. We cannot allow ourselves to be, you know, taken by gluttony, avarice, the capital sins in general. So we love too much ourselves. In fact, fasting was always the thermometer for those who were warriors and fighters. If you wanted to fight and to defeat yourself and the devil, You have to fast along with prayer. It's one of those things that we like tradition, we like traditional liturgy, but we don't like the traditional practices of penance. So 100 years ago, our great grandparents, they were used to fast once a week. Even if the church will not oblige, yes, even if they have a lot of work duties, as Saint Benedict says, they have to love fasting. But we want love the fight against ourselves. Believe me, it's a thermometer to see if we are doing well. It's how much we fight against oneself, against the world, and against the devil. This is why you know in the Gospel of today. So it says at the end, our Lord says, he who wants to live piously in Christ, yes, must suffer persecution. I tell you this because the spirit of Vatican II, the spirit of the New World Order, is the opposite. To get along with the world, to pamper yourself, not to say that there is no devil, there is no fight. In fact, they tell you that there is no enemies. Everybody should be a friend, and you should keep silent about whatever is a difference or a struggle. You should just keep peace as the priority, number one, and to respect the others, not to teach the truth, to accept ecumenism. All this is to disarm people and to make them in a human life just as a paradise on earth. Just be happy here and God will come to take care with his mercy of the other life. So it's completely opposite to the gospel. So people ask, what was the problem with the Jesuits? Why the Jesuits fall so low? So it's really the order who is in the lowest place of in this moment, taken by the Freemasons completely. They have been used to destroy the Catholic Church completely. Maybe some exceptions there. But the reason you find it in activism, to stop fighting with God's weapons and to replace God's weapons with human weapons. That was the reason. Why? Because the third general superior of the Jesuits decided to drop the divine office in common and to say to have more time to pray for the missions, for study, for the attendance of people, for the flock. So they sacrifice, quote unquote, union with God, praising God, loving God, staying together in connection with God in deep prayer and contemplation. They sacrifice that as a lesser good in order to preach more, to have more missions, to have more time to study and to help people around. That is precisely the downfall. Because you never replace God with something else. So God is origin and the end of everything. So whatever good we may do, it's impossible to do it well if God is not with us. So we cannot replace, we cannot abandon at all our religious practices in order to, quote unquote, be more fruitful, more active. No? In fact, this is pragmaticism you have in America, and this going on for years and centuries. And the Jesuit General Superior did that. This is the analysis of a very, very good respected saints about the Jesuits' downfall. But we never do that. So if we want to keep fighting and to have more fruit in our fight, you never sacrifice your life of prayer, contemplation, adoration, praising God, especially in union, in family. always will depend upon how much you pray, will depend the success of your apostolate. So you as a lay people and oblates in at home, it's the same principle. So we are fighters and we defeat the devil in proportion of how much we pray, how much we are united to our Lord, and therefore also through that grace that God is going to grant to us in this union, we are going to have a great degree of grace to fight against oneself, against the world, and against the devil. So it is a usual mistake of Catholics. They think that by apostolate they can replace the charity towards God's prayers, contemplation, the Holy Rosary, and meditation, and doctrine, study. All those things are priority upon the teaching of missions or sacraments or apostolate in general. See, our relationship with God is first, always. Did you notice this is that was a mistake of Vatican II? And we said the excuse in order to demolish the whole of Catholic Church, the good thing, the holy things, to replace them by fake Catholic things. So they use the excuse of being pastoral council to reach more people, to include the Protestants, to include other religions. That was an excuse to embrace the whole world, to open the windows of the church to embrace the whole world, in order to please men and to use the divine resources to empty them to rescue and to spread the gospel, quote-unquote gospel, new gospel around the world. This is why you have the new mass, which is man-centered, is humanistic. God is taken away in order to please men, to bring them, quote-unquote, bring them to the sheepfold. So it is the mentality. And we have a degree of this error, especially in America, more than other countries. We put priorities like health, money, jobs, and socialization above prayer, contemplation, doctrine, study, praising God, meditation, and in community, in family. Rosary in family, for example. The Rosary in family should not be sacrificed at all. I would say the same mistake of the Jesuits will be for a family to drop the Rosary in family and to do it in private. Will be exactly the same mistake of the Jesuits. Because remember, God sees us as a family, and He sends His graces as a family. He wants us to pray as a family. Especially in your case would be the Holy Rosary, and in the meals you should be sharing, reading a book or together a book, at least on Sundays, together and hearing the sermons and speaking about these topics as a family, catechism or spiritual reading. But you know, it's a common mistake to have more time, so I sacrifice Rosary in family, or I sacrifice my Rosary in the morning, I sacrifice my spiritual reading to have more time for the family, for example. So mistakes, huge mistakes. So we cannot replace, we must not replace God at all. We need God. I think God is the main factor to have even a good thought. This is important. We cannot have a good thought without God's grace. So we cannot intend to improve family life by having more time without the help of God. So God is the beginning, He is the helper, and He is the one who finishes our good works, even our prayer. And the success depends upon grace, not upon our activity, our smartness, or our will, or how much time and money we spend on those things. Does not depend upon those things, the success of our apostolate. depends upon how much prayer, how much contemplation, how much union, how much love with God. From that depends the success, even of our children, even for the homeschooling of our children. You should spend in homeschooling a great deal of prayer with the children. And to bring back God during the studies, to include God in the studies, whatever studies might be in homeschooling. So it's a common mistake we see everywhere. So, and today, more than ever, that the enemy is on the front, and very bold, and in a great numbers, and diabolically speaking, taking over everything. So when this happens, we must increase in vigilance, in prayer, in doctrine, in virtues, in humility, and especially in confidence in God, in faith, and charity towards God. But it's happening the opposite, because it's too much problems, too much turmoil, too much worries, but people spend less time in prayer and more time in fixing problems. I have seen that myself. So we don't pray, we don't study, we don't. We use time for meditation, for contemplation, to speak with God from the heart. We think that it's lost of time if we have worries. We have to take care of the worries, fears, problems, and God's second. It's a common problem which is gone very deep, especially in countries like this. It's very easy to be like that. So I invite you to make an examination of conscience and to correct many things in our daily activities. I put the priorities with God first. And the second is going to be in place. Our Lord said, seek after the kingdom of God and its justice, and the rest will be added upon you. So the kingdom of God and its justice means holiness, means God's praise, God's adoration, God's love, and God's knowledge, God's consolation, repairing his sacred heart, and the rest will be added upon us. Our family, our job, our economy, our problems, our children, the homeschooling, whatever problem, will be added upon us, will be given to us. You know, just pay attention to these principles, because if we don't live at that level that God wants us to live, He first and second, the neighbor and the last for ourselves, if we don't live on those principles, we will become liberal eventually by the others. Because we will not have the virtue, the grace, the power, the faith, the confidence to fight back the enemy. We will be defeated, basically. It's serious. What I tell you is very serious. This is why many traditionalists and priests and Catholic families have been defeated. They don't place the order, they don't put the order. For example, fidelity to God is first than my sacraments, my benefits, my confessions, my well-being. Yes, of course. But people doesn't like that, doesn't follow that principle. We have the grace to St. Ignatius, who understood very well, and we have the grace to the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Joseph, to follow this route of holiness, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.